going to be Reichel's job here in game four.
As the first time in the series the Bruins have made any lineup changes, they've made two. Not only is Reichel in, but Jordan Harris comes in the back end for Mason Lorai. There were no whistles in the first 6 minutes of that hockey game. Here's Krabs to the net, and a save by Swayman. Rebound, Tuck barreling towards the net. They say it never crossed the line. Move the pile towards the goal line.
Well, Tage Thompson drags two towards him, and that leaves Krebs wide open on the little backhand. And you can see Swayman maybe lost sight of the first one, but he gets the right pad in while the puck was loose. Shot, save, battle. Nets off the moorings. Referee says no goal. Good second and third effort right there by the goaltender.
Face-off win for Buffalo as Bowen Byram to the net. That one was handled. Bowen Byram's got goals. A Boston guy in his playoff debut as Janot bumped down. Able to keep control of that puck. Harris maneuvers it over. And now it's David Pastrnak with a shot off the tip of the glove of Alex Lyon. Lyon sends it over to Ballenstein. That puck loose. Lindholm got upended on a diving play from Kozak. Crowd doesn't like it. Bruins will take over in their own zone.
Yeah, but that direct play, even by Pastrnak, McAvoy, get the pucks towards the net. No deferring for the Boston Bruins.
Quinn, drag, shoots, save made. Swayman dropped it down initially, then covers up for the whistle.
They did it all in game three.
But therein lies the story for the Boston Bruins. Panger, you want your fourth line to be their best. You don't want your fourth line to be your best.
Eric cheating like crazy to get out of that zone. That long stretch pass.
Frazier Mitten turned the puck over. Alex Tuck for Krebs, and he scores! A turnover winds up immediately in the back of the Boston net. Peyton Krebs makes it 1-0 Buffalo here in game four.
Obviously, to hold up and cause a little disturbance against the forecheck of the Buffalo Sabres, but it's turned over just inside the blue line. Tage Thompson, some heat on Frazier Mitten, and then it looked like Tuck was going to shoot the puck, and he, Magic Johnson-like, goes the other way. And this is just a beautiful shot by Krebs. Beautiful shot from our AT&T connected cam, a little wrister.
High. And then a collision at center ice between McAvoy and Doan. Doan is slow to get up as Dahlin hits the brakes, takes a shot. Rebound up in the air. Benson knocked down. There's a penalty against the Bruins and Tanner Janot. He moves higher in the zone. Benson, goal line. Doan between his legs, and it rolled on him. Oh, not cleared, though. Byram for McLeod. Arvidsson coming out of the box. McLeod score! It's Doan who gets the goal, and it's Buffalo with the 2-0 lead.
What a response from Josh Doan. That's a couple of turnovers now by the Boston Bruins, and both of them have ended up in the back of their net. So Doan tries between his legs. Lindholm's got that puck on his stick with time. He lacks composure, trying to flip it out at a standstill position. He flutters it, and the puck gets kept in, and there's the goal. I mean, that puck has got to be out of the zone.
Both teams take the opportunity to make some changes here, approaching the halfway point of the first period of game four with the shots 10-2 in Buffalo's favor. Here's Benson. Looking. Backhand. Scores! Benson takes it to the net. Pushes it through Swayman. And it's a three-goal first period for Buffalo.
Doan on the forecheck, swipes the puck from Harris right there, and then Benson comes in. First man in, second man supports, and then Benson goes forehand, backhand. There was a little argument there with the goaltender. Was it kicked in? Was his pads pushed? The shot, the save, and then the puck trickles underneath.
Well, right now, it's just a timeout for the Boston Bruins. We'll have some extra time, but this is Marco Sturm more than talking to his team than looking for a challenge here.
This would be a good one. Yeah, they had enough and they took ownership of it. That's why I say it. They deserve all the credit in the world.
Here's a steal. Benson. Oslin. Benson.
Oh,
no! Jeremy Swayman with a showstopper that keeps the Sabres. Take another look. Benson, the open net, and Swayman got the skate to the post.
Be the best player of the period.
He's had the whole period in his end so far. Here's Power. Steps, plays it across. Byram's got an open net, and he scores!
Is there some interference?
The goaltender was knocked down, but the referee saw the whole thing. He was saying good goal.
How about the dot-to-dot passing? And Byram's got yet another goal, his third of the series. All at even strength. Face-off looked like it was won by Boston, but the Buffalo Sabres got in on the hunt. Quinn, he wins his battle. Fake shot over to the side. And obviously Swayman in front of the net, focused on him.
Tied up with his own guy.
I tell you what, his pad, I think, got tangled up in his own guy's skate. Right there for anybody to have a conversation with.
Logan Stanley, it's blocked. Frazier Minton with a break to the net. Lyon pressed into action, and he makes a couple of saves on Frazier Minton.
What a save. Logan Stanley's at the blue line right there. Tries to play it back to the middle of the ice. Frazier Minton stays with him. Blocks it. Goes in on the breakaway. And Alex Lyon, keep in mind, as we take another look at it. Lyon gets wide feet, and it looks like there's a lot of room.
That is a developing story for the Bruins, who could use some offense, and so far in this series, he's provided quite a bit of it. Skating through center. There's another guy with a long reach, and Stanley was able to get a piece of that puck. Now it's Hampus Lindholm. His shot riding up off the collarbone of Lyon. McAvoy. Forced out one to the front. Jordan Greenway, one hand to the long, and the middle step with the hit as he was met by Hampus Lindholm. Those two re-engage. Zacha off the post! And then Reichel off the bench comes middle step, puck right to him. Finds Zadorov. Zadorov's backhand saved by Lyon. Got themselves a 2-1 series lead and a 4-0 lead in game four. Middle step, a little bit of space, takes a shot off the shaft of the stick. Well, as the puck is down on the third period, it's going to take quite the effort for the Boston Bruins to try and even this series. Otherwise, it's headed to Buffalo. Sister did have to take what was a boat. It wasn't a rowboat. There was no rowing involved.
The original story sounded like he was on a little two-seater rowboat, yeah. A little wooden one. He said he was a 16-foot.
Yep. That one tipped in by Malenstein. Goal number 5 to the Sabres tally. They've scored 8 consecutive goals in this series.
Not making a hit, and he goes to the front of the net. He hunts the puck down on the hash marks. Greenway separates Aspro from the puck, and then...
5 minutes, 8 seconds. First goal. Talked about it from an offensive perspective, about the Bruins' best players needing to be their best players, but that goes to the top pair of Aspro and McAvoy as well. They score! Alex Tuck! Count it! Make it 6 for the Sabres!
Well, they want to put a dagger in here. They want to leave no doubt whatsoever. Like going to the net, getting a tip in. Here we got a little cross-ice play right there. First pressure in, second man comes in. As soon as that pass was made over to the far side, Krebs goes right in there, and that was on Harris, the defenseman playing his first game here, and bang, you go right to the net, and good things happen. Little jam play, strong stick. Tuck was firm with it. Gets by 2 Boston Bruins.
Boston lead in game 3. Wound up being a 1-1 game very shortly after that. And Buffalo has scored 9 consecutive goals as Lyon makes another save in this series since that point.
Boston didn't even show up for that opening 20 minutes of play. Even the head coach said to Jackie, 32 minutes, we weren't even involved.
Yep.
I mean, what a poor way of starting a playoff game. But again, they're a wild card team.
Oh, they scored.
Sabres just got one off against them, yep.
Lyon made the initial blocker save.
Listen to the crowd.
And Sean Corrali in the final 40 seconds to spoil the shutout for Alex Lyon.
The Boston fans that have stayed in attendance are on their feet.
Been waiting since early in the second period on Thursday to do this.
There's a shot, blocker save, rebound comes right out. Corrali uses his skate and then his stick.
Here they come again. Hampus Lindholm driving. Lyon had to seal the post. And as the puck popped free, a block in the crease. Buffalo cannot clear. 23 seconds left. And Greenway will take a look up at the clock and try and bleed this all the way down to 0. It was 9 consecutive goals for Buffalo here on Boston ice. The Sabres win both games in Boston, and they're coming home on Tuesday with a chance to close out the series.